Okay, so we're going to learn Mishnah, Perek Dal, Mishnah Yud Gimel, and which is the last Mishnah of the fourth Perek of Trumos, as well as Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah of the fifth Perek. So again, we've been talking about the concept of requiring a 100-to-1 ratio of Chulin to Truma in order to be Mevatel the Truma. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, B'Chamishim Agud V'Shal Yarek. There was once a story that Rabbi Akiva had to deal with the Shaila, where there were 50 bundles of vegetables that were all Chulin, Shenavla and then another bundle of vegetables got mixed in with them, and that other bundle of vegetables was half chulin and half truma. So let's assume they were all of even size, right? So you have 50 bundles of vegetables that are all chulin, and one bundle of vegetable that's half truma. So essentially you have a 101-to-1 ratio, which is more than enough to be mevatel. So v'amarti l'fanav tala, so I said that it's batel. Lo sha truma tala b'chamish me'echad, not because you only need a 50-to-1 ratio to be mevatel truma, that you might have thought that since the bundle that's part truma and part chulin is considered to be mineu bei in and of itself is not batel, so you might think we just view that whole bundle as truma and it's really just a 50-to-1 ratio. No, but that's not the svara. It's rather because you really have 102 half bundles that it's nullified in, meaning that since you have 50 bundles that are pure chulin and one bundle that's half truma, half chulin, so your real ratio here is 101-to-1, and that's why it's bottled. Not because you only need a 50-to-1 ratio, but because the reality is that your ratio is 101-to-1 over here. Now, Mishnah Aleph of Perek Hey. So again, still talking about halachos of truma and chulin that get mixed in with each other. So what do you do if you taka have a situation where you don't have a 100-to-1 ratio? How do you handle such a situation? So says the Mishnah, saw truma tameya. You have a saw of tamei truma. Now keep in mind, this is important because over here we're going to talk about a difference between when the truma is tamei, when the chulin is tamei, when the truma is tar, when the chulin is tar, all the different permutations. So you have tamei truma, shenafel pachus mea chulin, olamaiser rishon, olamaiser sheni, olahegdish, that falls into a less than 100 saw of chulin, or maiser rishon, or maiser sheni, or hegdish, bein tamei and bein taharim. And it's in this case, it's not going to matter whether the chulin is tamei or tahar. Either way, you're kavu. You're going to have to let the truma rot. See, normally the halach is truma tameya. You're allowed to burn and benefit from the burning of the truma tameya. But that's what the Bar Tanur points out over here. You're allowed to do that, and we let you leave it around the house until you need to use it for fuel or for firewood, because we assume that you're not going to eat it in the interim, because people would not eat truma. But a tarovis of truma, we can't trust people to behave themselves as much. We have to be concerned that people might come to eat it if they leave it around, and therefore if they leave it around for later usage, and therefore they have to just let it rot, because you certainly can't eat truma tameya. You're not even allowed to use truma tameya as fuel. So now the Mishnah talks about, what if the truma was tahar? Im taharai sa'usasa, if that truma was tahar and falls into a 100 sa'a, less than 100 sa'a of chulin or of maserishin or whatever, you machru l'kwan truma. So then you could take the whole mixture and sell it to Kohanim at the cost of truma. Truma is always a little bit cheaper because everything is about supply and demand. And there's obviously less demand for truma because it's a limited market. Only Kohanim are allowed to eat truma. Plus, truma is much more... it's much more risky, meaning I buy food and no matter what happens to it, I'm going to be able to eat it. But if I buy truma and it becomes tamei, I'm not going to be able to eat it. So since so for those two reasons, the Bar Tanur points out, truma is it tends to be much cheaper. So you have, let's say, 90 sa'a of chulin and one sa'a of truma tahora fell into it. So now the whole thing is dimua, the whole thing is mixed together and is not allowed to be eaten by Yisrael. So you have to sell it all to a kohen bidmei truma at a truma price, chutz mitvei al sa'a, for the price of 90 sa'a, not the price of 91 sa'a, meaning you're not allowed to charge him for the sa'a of truma that had fallen in. And even when you do charge him for the 90 sa'a, you have to charge him the cheaper price of what someone would pay for truma. V'im l'maisa rishon nafla, but if the truma fell into, let's say, 90 sa'a of maisa rishon, and trumas maisa hadn't been taken from the maisa rishon, you kari shein the trumas maisa. So you should give the whole thing to a Levi, and the Levi should designate part of that Maaser Rishon as Trumas Maaser for the other Maaser Rishon that he has. And now, he should designate this Maaser Rishon as Trumas Maaser for other Maaser Rishon that he has in other places. And now it's Truma and Trumas Maaser, which is all something that belongs to the Kohen. Meaning, you had a Sa'a of Truma, let's say, that falls into 90 Sa'a of Maaser Rishon. So what do you do? Let the Levi take all of those 90 Sa'a of Maaser Rishon and designate that as Trumas Maaser on 900 Sa'a of other Maaser Rishon that he has somewhere else. So now you have a mixture not of Maaser Rishon and Truma, you have a mixture of Trumas Maaser and Truma, which means it all belongs to a Kohen. Good, so now you can give it to the Kohen for free. Now the Mishnah tells us, what do you do if the Truma Torah gets mixed into Maaser Sheni or Hegdish? Vimla Maaser Sheni la Hegdish Nafla, if Truma Torah falls into Maaser Sheni, that has to be in Yerushalayim or Hegdish, that you have to be Poda, Hare Elu Yupadu, so the Maaser Sheni or Hegdish should be Nifta, you should redeem it, and then you sell the mixture to the Kohanim at the Truma price, because not counting the Sa'a of Truma, that you give for free. And so that's the halacha when Truma falls into something that is Tahar. Now what happens if the Truma fell into Chulin, that's Tameh. Ve'im Tameh, you're also in Chulin. If let's say you have Truma Tahora that fell into Chulin that is Tameh, Ya'achlu Nukudim HaKlayos, then you could eat it only if it's dried or toasted. You're not allowed to turn it into a dough, because then it's going to become Tameh as soon as it comes in contact with water, because then the Truma is going to become Hakshal Kabal Tumah, the Chulin will then be Metameh it. Or if you want to turn it into a dough, make sure you only need it with fruit juice and not with water, because fruit juice is not Makshal Kabal Tumah. Or divide the dough into tiny portions that are pachas mikabetza, because pachas mikabetza cannot become tameh, and that way, even though it is uchshal kabel tuma, it won't become tameh when it's pachas mikabetza. So essentially, if you have tahar truma that falls into less than 100 sa'a of chulin tameim, so you have to be very careful not to be metameh the truma. So you have three different etzas of what you could do: either eat it very dry, or knead it with mei peros, or make it very tiny portions that are not enough to be makabel tuma. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In the very last Mishnah of the fourth parak, we learned that if you have 50 bundles of chulin and one bundle that's half truma and half chulin, it becomes batel in the 101-to-1 ratio. So that was pretty straightforward. And then in Mishnah Aleph, we discussed, in Parakei Mishnah Aleph, we discussed what happens if truma falls into less than 100 times its volume of chulin. So first we started by saying, what if Truma Tameya falls into less than 100 times its volume of Chulin, or of Maaser Rishon, or Maaser Sheni, or of Hegdish? So we said it doesn't matter whether the Chulin is Tameh or Tahar, you have to let the whole thing rot. However, then we discussed, what if the Truma was Tahora? So if Truma Tahora fell into Chulin, so sell it to Kohanim for the Dmei Truma, and just don't charge for that Sa'a. If it fell into Maaser Rishon, let the Levi designate all the rest of the Maaser Rishon as Truma's Maaser and give it all to Kohanim. If Truma Tahora fell into Maaser Sheni or to Hegdish, then you have to be Poda it. Now what happens though if Truma Tahora falls into Chulin that is Tameh? So then you have to make sure that the Truma does not become Tameh. And there are three Eitzas of how to make sure that the Truma does not become Tameh. Either you could have it dry, where you make sure that it's toasted and you don't have any moisture that will be machshir the truma to be makabel tuma, or you do need it, but only in mei peros, or because mei peros are not machshir the kabel tuma, or you make very tiny portions that are pachos mikabetza, and therefore will not be able to be machshir the kabel. They will not be able to be makabel tuma, even though it's huchshar the kabel tuma. Okay, but from tomorrow we will pick up with Parakei Mishnah Beis.